Radio 1, go.
Broadcasting. I think not to stay.
I remember one
night.
2,000 years of radio.
Hark! Shakespeare is today denying reports that a 15-year-old boy was found living in his rough. This is the news at 16:16. I'm Grayson Spay. To Fair Bessie now, up in the gaunts with Shakespeare Watch.
Shakespeare Watch.
Shocking renditions of the Bard's work to avoid today are King Lear by the chipping Sudbury Players. There's a rather bulbous man in yellow tights to watch out for there. And expect delays during Romeo and Juliet at Chichester as young Mickey Belch plays Juliet with a terrible stutter. More after my book at the Swan. Ah. Oh no! Great weather, wonderful.
Hey ho! Want a beard like the Bard? Get a Bard beard at Crazy McBob's. Made from 85% horsehair, the best in Shakespearean face furniture.
Your honour is at risk if you fail to keep up payment on this, nay, any other Crazy McBob product.
A very good afternoon to you.
The Afternoon Act.
To be or not to be, Suzanne Kanker.
Not forgetting my fool producer, Tony.
Or not Tony. Should have done that little play
Yeah. The reason why Tony's showing off is because we're live at the Horse's Arms Tavern with Mr. William Shakespeare, tucking into another plate of pickled herring. I think Tony's in there. Coming up, Tavern Teaser, where you can win one of Will's quills.
Mr. Shakespeare, stop rubbing your copies on me faders.
Ah, you know you.
Less Marlowe, more Willie!
I'm a wench with a hectic lifestyle. When I'm not scrubbing spuds, I'm slopping out. I can't put my life on hold just because the villagers try me as a witch once a month. That's why I use new pigeon pads. Here's the science bit.
The fat, feathery plumage of the flying rat can absorb up to 15 times its own body weight. Tests prove that 9 out of 10 wenches prefer new pigeon pads to a wooden plank.
Oh, pigeon pads, make you feel like a lady. Oh, pigeon pads, got the painters in.
Pigeon pads, now with wings and a beak.
Live from London's Tragedy Store.
Something's rotten in Denmark Street.
And it's not just the songs. Everyone's favourite insane day.
Any hemlock, please.
Archie Fungus.
I wouldn't say my wife's my mother, but she is.
And Tommy Holloway as his half-soaked lady friend.
It'll go off in your face.
Crikey, I wouldn't mind an Ophelia of those.
Where's me armbands?
And now for a little ditty. Oh, Mr. Shakespeare, you brought so much to our lives. Stabbings and cross-dressings, oh, and brutal murderous wives. Mr. Shakespeare, my heart feels like a log. I'm going to write a sonnet once I've got rid of this dog. Out, damn spot!
Hast thou been in an accident recently? Suffered a theatrical backstabbing? Or caught your hand in a revolving whore? Blaggard Insurance can help.
I was run over by a squire off his head on meat. Instead of being hung, drawn and quartered for denting his oars, Blaggard Insurance made sure I only got a clip round the mouth hole and a day in the stocks.
Blaggard Insurance. No gripe, no groat.
Do you find Shakespeare comedies vaguely amusing? Then you have a problem with your humours. Try my new humour balancing tincture system. A special blend of bat dung and cockthroats to synchronise your ever-changing bowels.
Barber surgeon Kerry Frostheart's humour balancing tincture system. Scientifically proven by the fickle will of God.
Auntie Barbara, worrying herself to death.
Right, and who have we got on line one?
Oh, Barbara, please help us.
All right, love, what's the problem, Carla?
We're locked up, working for just bananas.
Oh, dear, love, and how many of you are there?
1,000, it's infinite. And he makes us type till our hairy fingers are bare.
All right, love.
Oh, the beardy man's coming up. I must get...
Oh, dear, more students not coping with exam pressure there. Well, if you can't stand the heat...
Double, double, toil and trouble with Suzanne Kanker.
The Afternoon Act.
Like warm sack, a drizzle head in your ear.
Chucking up the spam head in the pig's bladder.
Oh, dear. Well, lovely seeing you, Mr. Shakespeare, but before you go, you've got our Tavern Teaser question. Lovely prizes and Will Quill.
My lucky cock feather I wrote 12th Night with. Finish off my famous line. If music be the food of...
Well, it's tempting, but I won't say anything. We've got Derek on line one.
Is it a horse?
No!
Oh, afraid not, Derek. Line two.
Carol, the one with the really dicky eye.
Oh, Carol. If music be the food of...
Is that a cabbage?
Oh, look, come on, people.
Let's go on, callers. You're upsetting Willie. Line three. Cyril.
If music be the food of shoes...
No, you imbeciles! It's love! 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 Ah, me dicker!
I think he's died of a heart attack.
Okay, give him back the mouth.
He's got herring sickle round his mouth.
Coming up, the bear baiter, who's the talk of the cheese world. And he has some virginal. Grab his feet. Let's get him out of here. Just don't pull him back.
Silly.
Don't pull it off.
10 minutes betwixt midnight, William Shakespeare was found dead, face down in a gutter covered in herring sick. Over to our sports desk, Ted and Ken.
Hot spot!
Well, little going on at the moment. You've just missed a couple of dogs pulling on his hose, but they were scared off by a strained Catholic, Ken.
The bard's all alone, Ted. A sad end, a brilliant life.
Hang on, barber surgeon Kerry Frosthart has appeared. He's prodding the dead bard with his foot.
He's jumped a mile.
He obviously thought he'd come alive, but it was just trapped air.
Absolutely hilarious.
The barber surgeon's considering mouth to mouth.
No. The herring sticks on the bard. No favours there, Ted.
No, hang on. He's giving him an emergency haircut. Marvellous.
Oscar Short Artist.
Tonight, we'll review the death of Shakespeare. A welcome final act or a tragic ending? Master Smash.
That's rubbish. It lacked any notion of dramatic tension.
A Mistress Stool.
I didn't agree at all. This was great fun, on a par with Francis Bacon's drowning in his own love.
No. It wasn't even a pursuant bear, stage left over.
Oh, one for the groundlings, then?
No, the fans will bury him.
Messages still flooding in for the late William now. When I heard, my ears fell off from Fair Fanny Pudding in Bogden. He brought the alphabet to life, the Dean Street printers. He did for words what our dad did for our roof, Edward Beakin Diddley. Hark, on line one, we've got Toddy Cough.
Hello, Barbara. I'd just like to say how sad we all are here at the Hanging Catholic Tavern.
Right.
Me and the regulars, we're going to push a bath of beards through village
lovely.
For the Bard's favourite charity, the Raleigh Foundation.
That's lovely. The Raleigh Foundation, of course, pays for less fortunate children to enjoy pipe smoking. Now, if you're upset, give your Auntie Babs a call on the day the sonnet died. Free set of lightweight ladies' quills to every caller who cries.
And a quick look at the papers. More on those Bard beard fires in the Daily Folio. Picture there of a man being rescued. Having his flaming head removed with a scythe. And man in the moon just winked at me, claims Puritan in Loot. And back to the candlelight vigil outside the Bard's house with vigil correspondent Alice Pastor.
The street is full of people weeping. Many are in the costume of Will's best loved creations. And who have you come as, sir?
Macbeth.
And you three must be the rancid old witches who foretold his fate.
No, that's my mum and two sisters. They're not in costume.
Well, I'm also joined by Shakespeare's barber for 40 years. Was there much of his hair to cut?
Well, he wasn't really bald. I just kept cutting it. I got sack loads. It'll keep me in my old age. My life shavings, as it were.
Very enterprising, selling it all for fans.
Don't be daft. I'm knitting a jumper. Imagine, it'll be like having a huge beard all over my body.
24-hour Bard.
The Afternoon Act.
With Suzanne Kang.
Silver-throated maiden.
And now it's time for Tony to do another of his hilarious prank calls on...
Moss!
On Moss!
You're going to like this. I've got to do a great Brummie accent.
Oh, really?
Hello, is that Anne Hathaway?
Yes, it is. Who is this, please?
It's me, William.
William, I thought you were dead.
No, I've just been a bit reclusive.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really miss you.
No, not really, Anne. That was Tony with me, Suzanne Kanker, on the Afternoon Act. You've been unmasked.
Unmasked.
Oh, no, Anne, it was a practical joke, you know.
Jokes are supposed to be funny.
Well, she's obviously not read any of her late husband's plays, then.
What did you say? A plague on both your turntables, madam.
It wasn't me.
A duel. Tomorrow I will tear a pound of mercy from your flesh.
Ooh. I don't know. Widow Suzanne. Right, miserable
lot. She's going to come after me now. Well, that's brilliant, isn't it, listeners? Tony's put my life at risk, so if you've got any suggestions, give us a call.
Yeah, and I'll lock the studio door.
Oi! Got no duel tomorrow! Phone Crazy McBob's dial a duel to stab a selection of specially imported Italians. Slow ones, little ones, and ones even King James couldn't miss.
Your scabbard is at risk if you fail to keep up payment on this, nay, any other Crazy McBob product.
Hotspur News!
Mourning for the Bard has turned to panic across Britain since no one has yet produced anything to equal Shakespeare. The closest is by a farmer's wife in Devon, writing about a Miss Muffet. The action is motivated by a spider, but no one dies and it's only six lines long. So the future looks bleak for English literature.
Hawaii! Bushy's Kanker!
You Join us for an impromptu event of what could be the duel in the dueling calendar. Hathaway v DJ Sue. Exciting afternoon, Ken.
Aye, I'm meeting a whore later and we plan to go out.
Quite.
And...
I was, of course, referring to the duel.
All right.
Out comes Hathaway. Here comes Kanker. Straight away.
I'm really, really sorry.
Begging for her life.
Hathaway's having none of it. She's cut through Kanker's dress and would you believe it?
What's this?
It's not Kanker at all. It's a soppy producer, Tony. A late substitution.
I will have my pound of revenge.
I hope that lad's got something up his sleeve.
He has a fleshy upper arm.
Please.
Hathaway's now weighing her takings on some scales. Oh, it's not enough. She's going for...
Oh, no, it looks more, but it'll tip the scales.
Crikey.
What do you mean it's only half an ounce?
Hathaway's not content with such a paltry prize. Look out, Kanker.
Are those scales correct?
Hathaway versus Kanker!
Sponsored by Crazy McBob's.
I am a DJ. Hath not a DJ eyes, hands, organs, senses, affections, passions.
Just £1 will save this poor DJ's life.
If you prick us, do we not bleed?
Please, make a donation of a pound or however much flesh you can spare to the Save Suzanne Kanker Foundation.
If you poison us, do we not die?
Thank you.
Hotspur News!
The country has gone baby-making crazy as everyone is trying to produce the next Bard. Over to our shag correspondent, Dainty Bow.
I'm here outside Shakespeare's house and the street has turned into a mass orgy. The Puritans are policing it since nobody wants to see this get out of hand.
Oh, you do. Stop doing it like that. That won't make babies.
Want to produce the next Shakespeare but too knackered out? Come to Crazy McBob's for a selection of specially imported Italians, big ones, little ones, and ones even King James is selfish.
Remember, your winky is at risk if you do not keep proper payments on all Crazy McBob products.
Oh, Suzanne, Suzanne, wherefore art thou, Suzanne?
The afternoon act.
A very good afternoon to you. Now we're coming live from Shakespeare's house, here to drop off this charity bucket. Big thank you to all who sent me bits of your flesh. It's all in here.
Must weigh well over £10, so let's hope Ms. Hathaway's happy with that.
Ow.
Tony's still with us, with a little more room in his undergarments for loose change.
Hello, oh, no, that's Hathaway. Quick, hiding here.
That was close, listeners. Now we're in a dark cellar.
Oi, you shaky monkeys! Keep the noise
going! What the zoons up there? Tony, hit it with the bucket!
All right.
She's out cold, listeners, so we're just going to leave the bucket here and get thee gone. What was that noise? Tony, when you finish cauterising that cut, shine the candle over here. I can make a room full of monkeys and typewriters.
Infinite, maybe more.
Madam, you've saved us. How can we ever repay you?
Well, I can think of a few ways, but what are you doing here? Tony, hold the candle straight.
I can't. The cut in my arm, the pain. I can't hold the candle.
Incredible developments in Stratford today as a large number of burning monkeys were seen running from the Bard's house. The monkeys had been chained together for years in a kind of daisy chain made from monkeys and chains. Over to our monkey correspondent, Des Wise.
For years, people have speculated that Shakespeare didn't write his plays. Little prepared the world for what it saw tonight. Monkeys, as many as infinite, imprisoned to write sonnets and plays.
Earlier, DJ Suzanne Kanker tried to free them. Like mysterious. An infinite number of hairy, flame-ridden King Midases.
It was scary. Shakespeare on
geschrieben alles diese Schreiben aus Shakespeare.
Children nightmares. Even the funniest Shakespearean comedy won't erase.
2,000 Years of Radio was written and performed by Claire Downs, Hazel Green, Sean Grundy, Al Holloway, Ben Kozo, Stuart Lane and Patrick McNamara. Additional material by Sasha Butterworth and Tim Hawk. The music was by Moo Cow and the programme was produced in Bristol by Sean Grundy.
Hello, I'm a rescued monkey from William Shakespeare's Cruel Monkey Scam. Now I and my brothers and sisters want normal lives, free to live, laugh and explore our own ambitions within the publishing industry. If you can give a home to a charred primate, we'll give you not only special pet love, but also write you epic dramas, mushy sonnets and greetings cards.
Help the monkeys. One day they'll be just like you.